super rational, left brain, pragmatically come in and come up with what the harsh, gritty realism that you think might be the future, and instead create the future you want to see. Envision the future that you would like to see.
Don't worry yet about how it happens.
Right, exactly. Yes, thank you. Not yet, because this will be probably most folks will want to close your eyes. If you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes, then that's fine. But I think just focusing on this and letting the creativity just kind of bring you whatever needs to come your way is really the way to go. So just make yourself comfortable in your seat. You might want to have your spine straight, your feet flat on the floor. If you're feeling tired, don't worry. You don't have to fight to stay awake. If we need to, we'll bring you back when the time comes. Just trust that you'll journey with us at whatever level of consciousness is right for you right now. So just let your attention come into this present moment. Being aware of the sounds in the room, following the rhythm of your breath, coming in, going back out. Focus on the breath first. We're going to go on a journey to one possible future for our community, to explore what this world might be like, guided by this process and by your imagination. At this moment in time, none of us know what the future holds, and our actions now will shape what happens. In this journey, we choose to visit a positive future, where communities have successfully made a transition to a viable, thriving, sustainable way of life. As you relax, invite the intuitive part of your mind to come forward. Let go of the rational, logical left brain. Let that part have a well-deserved rest. Invite your imagination, your creative self, your intuition, the part that can be surprised, that loves sensations like touch, smell, color. Imagine that you go to sleep tonight in your bed, wherever that is. And while you're sleeping, a miracle happens. As you sleep, you're transported forward in time to a day when the transition has more or less happened. All the changes that are needed for a sustainable presence on the planet taken place without you having to do any more, to go to any more rallies or protests or meetings. As you move forward in time, you don't age. You're just visiting this future world at the age you are now. Just imagine yourself drifting forward through the months, through the years. To the year 2044. Keeping your eyes closed, or staying in this imagining, let yourself wake up in this future world. What is the first thing you notice that tells you this is a different world you're waking up in? Is it a sound? Or a lack of some sound? Something about the light? Perhaps the scent in the air? Or the feel of the sheets on your skin? What lets you know that this is a different world that you're waking up in. Just let your imagination give you images without trying too hard to think with your head. Just let sensations, smells, sounds, sights arise in your awareness. And imagine these experiences as fully as you can. Now let your imagination show you how to get ready for the day in this different world. Getting up, getting dressed. Pretty soon, you decide to go find something to eat. Perhaps you're alone having breakfast. Perhaps there are other people there. What is the place like where you're eating? Notice the taste and texture of the food. How would you know that this meal is a future meal and not one from before? Now you have a whole day in front of you to explore the Asheville of this new world. As a visitor or a tourist, you walk out to explore. Where do you want to go? What do you want to see? Just imagine yourself drifting around town. Maybe you're walking, maybe you're riding a bicycle, maybe there's some other kind of transport. And eventually, find your way to some part of the community's activities. Perhaps something you do for your job in the old life, or something you're curious about. Again, how do you get there? What do you notice along the way? When you arrive, use all your senses to notice as much as possible about this activity. What technology is being used? What kinds of materials? What are the sounds, the smells, the shapes of this activity? Who's doing it? What ages? Women? Men? People from different cultures? How do people seem as they work? What does the pace feel like? How do they seem in their bodies? Now someone comes over to answer your questions, to be your guide. If there's anything you'd like to know about this future Asheville, take the time. Ask them. Rather than making up the answer yourself, just let the scene play out as if you're watching a play. they might have an answer that's completely unexpected. What's the quality of connection that you have with this person? How is it to look into their eyes? Is there anything that tells you that this is a future conversation, not from before? Seen all you need to about this activity, just find a way to take your leave. Time is passing in this future world, and you're coming to evening now. You've been invited to join people in the community for some kind of gathering. Perhaps it's a meeting with things to decide. Maybe it's a celebration, a birthday, a harvest, commemoration, something more spiritual. Just let yourself find your way to a place where people are starting to gather. And as you arrive, notice again with all your senses, what are the colors of the place? How is it decorated? Is it indoors or is it outside? What are the sounds? Is there music? Voices? Sounds from nature? Who's here? Older people? Children? How is the event organized? Just let it all unfold as if you're watching a film. Images are arising, but you are also in some way a part of the action. Continues to move forward. Your day and this journey is coming near its end. And when you take your leave from the gathering, at some point on your journey home, you stop and notice nature around you, the darkness, the scents and sounds of the night. How is it to notice the sky, the living environment? And as your day in this future place is ending, you make your way back to your bed and fall asleep again. Present time, knowing that you can visit this future place again anytime that you wish. So just let yourself come back to the year 2014, October 13th, St. Mary's Episcopal Church, turning fully into your body. Taking your time, reconnecting with your breath, Feel your weight in the chair. Hear the sounds in the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Come fully back. If you need to move around a little bit, stretch your body. Feel free to do that. Just ease back.